And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of February, 2011. 1964, on this day, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, teenage girls screaming in the audience. 73 million people watched For Home. It was a record for American television at the time. They sang All My Loving, Till There Was You, She Loves You, I Saw Her Standing There, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. It was on this day, 1870, the National Weather Service was established. At first it was called the Weather Bureau. It was part of the War Department. Then, 20 years later, it came under the Department of Agriculture, then to the Commerce Department in 1940. These days, the National Weather Service is based out of Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the birthday of the theoretical physicist Brian Greene, born in New York City in 1963, a professor at Columbia best known for his work on string theory, who has tried to explain theoretical physics to the general public in a number of books, including The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and The Quest for the Ultimate Theory, and a book published just this year about parallel universes and the deep laws of the cosmos called The Hidden Reality. It's the birthday of the poet Amy Lowell, born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1874. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. His father took part in the Irish Rebellion of the early 20s. The father was in a British prison when the boy was born. By the time he was 16, Brendan Behan was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. He was thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. And while in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, and then the novel Borstal Boy and The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." Here's a poem for today by Nikki Giovanni, in praise of a teacher. The reason Miss Delaney was my favorite teacher, not just my favorite English teacher, is that she would let me read any book I wanted and would allow me to report on it. I had the pleasure of reading The Scapegoat, as well as We the Living, as well as Silver Spoon, which was about a whole bunch of rich folk who were unhappy, and Defender of the Damned, which was about Clarence Darrow, which led me into Native Son, because the real case was defended by Darrow, though in Native Son he got the chair, despite the fact that Darrow never lost a client to the chair, including Leopold and Loeb, who killed Bobby Frank. Native Son led me to Eight Men and all the rest of Richard Wright, but I preferred Langston Hughes at that time and Gwendolyn Brooks, and I did reports on both of them. I always loved English, because whatever human beings are, we are storytellers. It is our stories that give a light to the future. When I went to college, I became a history major because history is such a wonderful story of who we think we are. English is much more a story of who we really are. It was, after all, Miss Delaney who introduced the class to My Candle Burns at Both Ends, It Will Not Last the Night, but Ah, My Foes, and Oh, My Friends, It Gives a Lovely Light. And I thought, yes, poetry is the main line. English is the train. Nikki Giovanni's poem, In Praise of a Teacher, from Quilting the Black-Eyed Pea, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.